Good morning.
早上好。
It's good to see all the young people are among us.
看到年轻人加入我们的聚会，我非常的开心。
We thank our brother to lead us sing this wonderful song, I Surrender All.
谢谢弟兄带领我们今天早晨唱这首诗歌，我完所有奉献。
Not like an English title, the Chinese translation might give us an impression that this is song of our offering to God.
中文的翻译可能会有一丁点歧义，它的说法是把我们所有的献给神。
It is right, because later in the song, later the songwriter does say in second phrase, stanza one, all to him I freely give.
确实在这首诗歌里谈到了要把自己所有的献给神，特别是第二段第一节里面。
But I want to make it clear that this is the sound of a surrender, but not giving.
我想要特别交通的是，这一首诗歌其实主要的旨意是在讲降服，而不是奉献。
The brothers and sisters, we often say that we want to give all we have to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们时常说，我想要把我所有的都给主。
We always feel the sacred flame in us by reading 2 Corinthians 5:14-15.
当我们读到哥林多后书第五章14-15节的时候，我们总是感觉到圣火在我们里面燃烧，激励我们。
It says that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Christ who died and rose again on their behalf.
上面是讲到，因为基督已经替众人死了，因此活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
We recite it and we mean it because Paul says here, for the love of Christ controls us.
我们想要记住他，并且能够想特别想要能够记忆住，因为在这里保罗说，因为基督的爱激励我们。
But my dear brothers and sisters, before we present ourselves.To the Lord as the Israelites give their burning offerings to God in the Old Testament.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我想要提醒的时候，在我们把我们自己奉献给神，特别是以色列人在烧献燔祭的时候。
Before we present ourselves to the Lord, there is one step, one vital step.
在我们把我们自己奉献给神的时候，在这之前有一个至关重要的一步我们要去行。
Which is to surrender ourselves to God.
就是我们要把我们自己完全降服在主的面前。
If we don't surrender ourselves to God, how can we give ourselves to God?
如果我们都不能把我们自己降服在我们在主的面前，我们怎么能够把我们献给主呢？
For some of the young fellows, surrender is the key to win your salvation.
对于一些年轻人来说，降服是你得到救恩的第一步。
What you have to do is to give up the things that are consuming your mind.
你应该做的是把你自己在你心思意念里面一直焦虑的事情能够降服下来。
And take one step forward to the testimony of a baptism.
能够更进一步能够受洗做见证。
But we are not talking about the salvation.
但是我们不是讲的仅仅讲的是救恩。
And but the life after our conversion.
甚至当我们已经得到基督生命之后
The life that are willing to acknowledge that God has will for all of our lives.
承认基督在我们每个人身上都有他完全的美意。
That God has the right to expect us to say, I surrender all to you.
神绝对的期待我们每个人对他说，我完全降服给你。
Surrender is one of the spiritual qualities that God works continually on us.
降服是神在我们生命性格建造的一个非常主要的性格部分。
So that someday we can say to him, we present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice to him.
好叫有一天我们可以说，我们把自己完全的献给神，让我们的成为一个活祭献给神。
Unfortunately, we often struggle with it.
但是通常我们都非常的挣扎。
Because surrender is not within us in our nature.
因为在我们人天然的本性里面，我们不愿意降服。
When the people in this world talk about surrender,
当这个世界的人在讲到降服的时候，
either Russian and the Ukraine troops during the recent war,
在最近的战争，不管是俄罗斯还是乌克兰，
either China or United States in diplomatic conflicts,
还是在外交的征战当中，包括中国和美国之间的，
or husbands and wives in domestic cold war,
甚至在家庭冷战当中，妻子和丈夫之间的，
surrender sounds foreign and totally negative to us.
我们听到降服，我们觉得好像是一个我们不能熟悉的，并且有负面意义的。
Surrender implies weakness, powerless, and hopeless.
如果你要降服的话，似乎你就很软弱，没有希望，没有能力。
Nobody in this world ever wants to surrender.
在这个世界上，没有人愿意投降。
So today we're going to learn together about living the surrendered life from the life story of Jacob in Genesis 32.
今天我们就着读旧约圣经创世纪第32章雅各一生的故事，来学习这个生命的性格降服。
Would you please turn your Bible to Genesis 32 verses 22 through 31?
让我们翻到创世纪32章22节到31节。
I'm going to read it in English, and our sister will then read the Chinese translation for us.
我先用英文读，之后姊妹会用英文中文读。
Genesis 32 verses 22 through 31. Jacob arose that night and took his two wives and his two female servants and his 11 sons and crossed over the ford Jabbok.He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he didn't prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him.And he said, Let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, What's your name? He said, Jacob. And he said, Your name should no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men, and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying,Tell me your name, I pray. And he said, Why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he limped.On his hip.
创世纪第32章22到31节，他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个使女，并11个儿子，都过了亚伯渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把， 雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。那人说，你叫什么？他说，我名叫雅各。那人说，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神叫人叫与神与人较力，都得了胜。雅各问他说，请将你的名告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝福。雅各便给那地方起名叫比努以勒，意思说，我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过比努以勒，他的大腿就瘸了。
Jacob was left alone at 40 day back at the night.
在那一天，雅各是独自一人留在雅波渡口。
And a man came to wrestle with him.
有一个人来过来和他摔跤。
The verses here are indicating this is not a mere man randomly came out of nowhere.
在这个经节当中显示的是不是一个随机的一个人，随便的就从哪儿出来。
Because later in verse 30, Jacob was announcing.
因为之后在三十节的时候，雅各就说了一些话。
He says that I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.
他说，我面对面见了神。我的性命仍得保全。
It was God Himself came to Jacob, wrestled with him, defeated him, and blessed him.
是神他自己来到和雅各摔跤，与他摔跤，并且得胜，把他打败。
You and I want God's blessings.
你和我都需要神的祝福。
But first, we have to be defeated by God and bend over to Him.
但是第一步我们要做的是被神打败，然后屈膝在他面前。
So this is why our Lord Jesus says in Luke 9:23 that anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
这个就是为什么说在路加福音22章中讲到说，有人愿意跟随我，就要舍己背起十字架。
来跟从我。Guys, taking up our cross is to choose Jesus to surrender.
来背起自己的十字架，就是选择来降服于基督。
To surrender not just our life,
不仅是降服自己的生命，
but our thoughts, attitude, habits, and everything.
而且包括我们所有的心思、意念、习惯。想法。
Now let's turn to New Testament.
还有态度，对不起。
Now let's turn to New Testament, the Gospel of Luke.
到新约圣经路加福音。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verses 41 through 42.
路加福音第22章41到42节。
And he, the Lord Jesus, was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw.And he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me.
路加福音。
Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
路加福音22章41到42节。于是离开他们约有扔一块石头那么远。跪下祷告说，父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
This gives us the perfect example of surrender.
耶稣在这里给我们一个完全 顺服降服的榜样。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word you give us.
主，我们非常感谢你宝贵的话语。
The word was with you, and the word is yourself.
这道就是你，并与你同存。
Lord, we pray that you give us your word, and we can say to you, "Speak, thy servant listen."
主啊，我们早间就恳求你，愿你讲话，仆人谨听。
We commit this time up unto your hand.
我们把这段时间交托仰望在你的恩手中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. I think one of the Bible characters we all know very well is Jacob.
我想在圣经众多的人物当中，我们非常熟悉雅各的生命。
The book of Genesis has given us about 10 lengthy chapters of his life stories from day when he was born to the last day he went to with his forefathers.
在这个圣经当中，作者花了十篇冗长的篇章来写雅各的故事，从他出生那一天，直到他去见他的列祖。
We also know about his characteristics from his Hebrew name Jacob.
我们并且也知道从他的希伯来文雅各这个名字是什么意思。
Jacob.Means the foot capture because he was grabbing his twin brother's heel when he was born.
因着他在出生的时候抓着他哥哥的脚后跟，所以他的名字叫抓。
Jacob is truly a wonderful name in today, with no doubt.
雅各这个名字在今天很多人都使用。
But back to the Genesis time.
但是在创世纪的时候。
The name of Jacob,
这个雅各的名字
implies a strong will of I.
这个是绝对的自我为中心，自我意志。
I want, I can, I catch, I control it, I. Jacob was a I-centered man.
雅各是一个以自我为中心的人，一切都关于我。我想要，我能，我来控制。
So he took away his brother's birthright.
他窃取了他哥哥的长子名分。
First time with just a bowl of rubbing stew.
第一次的时候只是一碗红豆汤。
And the second time he cheated on both his father and the brother.
第二次他是以谎言来欺骗他的爸爸和他的哥哥。
I'm sure that he most had heard from his mom times by time about his birth story.
我很确切地认为他肯定听到他的母亲经常提到他出生的故事。
That God has chosen him from twin brothers even before he was born.
在他出生之前就有双子要出生的故事。
And God,
神已经
拣，
神已经在母腹当中拣选了他。
So in Genesis 25:23, God had told Rebecca his mom.
So 在创世纪第二十五章二十三节里面，神已经告诉利百加他的母亲。
That two nations are in your womb, and the older shall serve the younger.
神对他说，两国在你腹内，两族。从你身上出来，将来这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。
We know that Esau is the older brother, and Jacob is the younger brother.
我们知道以扫是个长兄，雅各是后出来的。
Jacob knew it that God had a plan for him for the birthright.
雅各很清楚地知道神对于他长子的名分。有一个计划。
He loved it, and he was truly longing for it.
他非常的爱这个名分，他也非常的想要这个名分。
But he couldn't wait.
但是他不能等候。
He didn't want to wait on God because he wanted to earn it in my way, under my control.
因为他不想等待，他想以自己的方式和自己的控制能力来得到这个长子的名分。
That's all about his name, Jacob.
这样他的名字就叫雅各抓。
Later, he had to leave his father's house and fled to the northern land.
之后他还要离开父家，去到北边的地方去居住。
Because he cheated his father and brother, so his brother wanted so badly to wipe out his name from the surface of this earth.
因为他骗了他的父亲和他的长兄，因此他的长兄想要把他的名从这个地上除去。
He spent 20 years in vain under his father-in-law there.
他花了20年，白白的浪费了20年，在他的岳父手中。
Yes, you may say that he married 4 wives.
可能你会说，但是他有4个妻子。
And had 12 children, 11 sons, and 1 daughter.
他有12个孩子，11个是儿子，1个是女儿。
And he made himself a rich man there.
他成了一个富户。
But the truth is that Jacob never enjoyed his life there.
但是事实，他从来没有享受过他的生活。
He worked hard by chasing one job after another and tried to put them under his control.
因为他就是不断的追逐他的，从一个工作到另外一个工作，他想要把这一切放在他自己的能力之下。
He wanted to earn himself a blessing by hard works and validated him as a fruitful man.
他想要集致自己辛劳的工作来能够争取他所有的一切，包括他自己能够见证自己是一个有能力的成功人士。
He got all he wanted, but it was never satisfied.
他得到了他所想拥有的一切，但是他永没有满足。
Because his life there was full of sorrows of dishonor and depression.
因为他的生活当中充满了不幸，充满了悲伤的故事。
Conflicts and cheating.
包括一些的冲突和一些的欺骗。
The answer, my dear brothers and sisters, is very simple because God wasn't there in his heart.
这一切事物的缘由非常的简单，是因为神不在他的心里。
In Psalm 16:4, David says his prayer.
在诗篇16:4，大卫说道。
He says that their sorrow shall be multiplied by who hasten after another God.
诗篇第十六章第四节说，以别神代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必加增。
But guys, do we realize that most time this another God is the God of I?
那我们弟兄姊妹们有没有意识到，通常有许多时候，这个别神其实就是我。
My dear young fellows, I believe that all of you work hard and study hard.
我相信年轻人在我们中间的一定是非常勤奋的工作，勤奋的学习。
But are you satisfied or disappointed?
但是你心里有满足还是有失望？
Why?
为什么呢？
My dear brothers and sisters, have you ever prayed to God for an answer that why my life is so rough and tough?
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有在神面前祷告，问神说，主啊，我的生活为什么就如这样的不平顺？
Few years ago, I was traveling to New York City.
有几年之前，我到纽约的时候。
When I was driving in the city.
我在市里面开车。
People in New York City, they called New York City the city.
人们把纽约叫做这个纽约。
是。
是。
When I was driving in the city, I saw a fancy car with a bumper sticker says, God is my co-pilot.
在我在市里面开车的时候，经过一个非常豪华奢华的车，那个车的挡 安全杠的粘贴上面写的，神是我的副驾驶。
I got one brother with me in the car.
我有一个弟兄在我的车上一同。
And he recognized that it was one of the old-time World War II movies.
他记得这个是很久以前一个老电影，是在二战时期的。
Talking about a group of American volunteer pilots called Flying Tiger when they were stationed in China.
就是这个故事，就是讲到一群志愿军。他们到了到了中国，他们的就是他们全都是飞行员。这个队伍的名字叫飞虎队。
I truly value that piece of history.
我非常的宝贵这段历史。
But the bumper sticker still sounds awful to me.
但是这个安全杠上的粘贴对我来说是非常可怕的。
My dear brothers and sisters, God is not the assistant.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神不是我们的助手。
Not the second chair.
不是第二把交椅。
He must take the full control because he's the chief pilot of my plane of life.
他必须完全来控制我们的生活，因为他是主驾驶在我们的生命当中。
Now in Genesis 32.
在创世纪32章里面。
Jacob was heading back to the land of Canaan, which he had been gone for 20 years.
经过二十年之后，雅各要回到迦南地。
He knew that God was going before him and protecting him.
他知道神已经在他前面前行，并且一直在保护他。
Because it was God in Genesis 31:2 calling him to return to the land of your fathers, and I will be with you.
因为前面在创世纪第三十一章，神对雅各说，你要回到你祖你父之地，到你亲族那里去，我必与你同在。
Isn't that wonderful, guys?
这个难道不奇妙吗？
Psalm 118 verse 6, it says, The Lord is on my side, I will not fear, what can man do to me?
诗篇第118篇第6节说到，有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？
Jacob knew that God was with him, but he just didn't want to give himself up to God.
雅各完全知道神与他同在，但是他真的不想把自己完全降服给神。
He wanted to earn his way of returning.
他想要靠着自己的努力去回到迦南地。
He was on the way back to his father's land.
他要再回到他父家的路上。
The land that God had promised to his forefathers and lately to him.
这片地就是神应许他列祖。而且也应许他的那片地。
But he left his heart and attitude way behind him in his father-in-law's home.
但是他所的心思，还有他的意志，他的态度都是没有改变的，就像他在他岳父那工作的时候一样。
He made some wonderful arrangements.
他的计划很好。
For keeping everything under his control.
他把一切都在他的控制下安排得很好。
He sent his messenger ahead to him to his brother Esau.
他先派了一个人告诉信使来告诉他的兄弟以扫。
His message is, I came back for reconciliation.
他告他的想要说的就是我回来是要与你和好。
And his message was so full of the voice of humility.
他的语调里面充满了充满了
谦卑。And he sent his brother gifts of hundreds of animals.
他给他的弟兄好几百个牲畜。
But on the other hand,
但另一方面
He separated all he had with him into four groups.
他把他所拥有的一切分为四组。
In case Esau would come attack him and wanted to kill him.
如果就以防万一，万一以扫要来攻打他，并且要杀他。
He led all his wives and children across the river before him.
他让他所有的仆人、妻子和儿女在他之前先渡。
And left himself alone on the other side.
他自己一个人在河的另外一边。
What a smart man Jacob is.
他是如此的聪明。
He is able to formulate everything in his life under his control.
他绝对以自己的控制能力来计划所有的这一切。
And he had been doing good on it for 90 some years.
他非常善于做这一些，他已经做这一些90年了。
70 years in his father's house and 20 years under his father-in-law.
17年在他父家里面，20年在他岳父家里。
Can you believe it, my young fellows?
年轻人们，你能相信吗？
In his lifetime, Jacob had spent almost every minute just doing one thing.
在他一生当中，他基本上是每一分钟都在做一件事情。
To wrestle with God for not going after His way, but my own way.
他总是在与神摔跤，不来顺服于神的意思，而是照着自己的意思。
Jacob was a tough wrestler.
雅各是一个非常棒的摔跤者。
Both with man and God.
不仅是跟人，而且与神。
Verse 28, even God confirmed that you have prevailed.
甚至在28节里面，神说，你与神与人较力都得了胜。
In a sense that Jacob had endured through his fighting.
你想想，他必须要整个过程中还要一直打下去。
Through his wrestling.
在他的摔跤过程当中
，through the line of his deceiving，
还有包括他欺骗的过程中
，he was able to manage it all by himself。
他自己完全能够对付这一切。
But he was a lonely man。
但是他是一个孤独的人。
A pitiful lone star in spirit。
因为在他的灵里面，他是可怜孤独的。
Because in his heart there is no one。
因为在他的心里没有任何一个人
but just himself,
只有他自己
not even God of his forefathers,
他神不在他的心里他的列祖也不在他心里他列祖的神 sorry 他列祖的神不在他心里
not even God who has been with him everywhere and in every minute
甚至这个神在不论他走到哪里这位神都伴随他每时每刻伴随他这位神
But just I.
只有我
A capital letter of I.
是一个大写的我
A selfie I.
是一个自我为中心的我
So in verse 24 it says Jacob was left alone there.
所以在24节的时候说只剩下雅各一人
My dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
How is your life doing today?
你的生活怎么样
？How do you handle and arrange your job, your family, your church life as a spiritual lone star？
你对于你在工作上、教会上和家庭生活中，你是自我安排吗
？You think you've been doing the pretty well and get everything covered？
你觉得你一切都做得挺好的，一切都如意吗？
Well, before you answer my question, let me ask you one simple question.
在你回答我之前，让我先再问你一个问题。
Where is God in your busy days?
在你忙碌的一天，神在哪里？
Are you left alone without Him?
你是一个人，没有神吗？
When I was reading through the story of Genesis 32,
当我在读创世纪第三十二章的时候
among the many things that's crazy about this chapter to me is that Jacob wrestled with God for all night long.
有一件就是经过这一切非常混乱， 的事情当中，有一件事情非常让我引起我的注意，就是整夜雅各都在睡觉。
Don't you wonder why God just didn't knock him down at the first minute?
你难道不问自己为什么神不一开始就先把他打倒呢？
He's Almighty God, and He's fully capable of doing that.
他是全能的神，他完全可以。
I believe this wrestling match that God had arranged for Jacob is to drive him to the corner of his limits.
我相信神在这里面的意思是要让雅各尽情尽力的来征战的时候，一直到他耗尽一切的权力，到了他能力的边缘，逼到死角。
Jacob was backed into the wall of his selfie.
雅各已经逼到他自我的死角里面。
And every single resource that he had been trying on his own was dried up in this wrestling match.
在这个征战，在这个摔跤的整个过程，雅各所有里面的能力和自我都已经耗尽。
Not until the point that God touched the socket of Jacob's hip.
直到神抓了他的筋。
I mean, God didn't punch, but simply touched.
神甚至没有打他，只是轻轻地摸了他一下。
Jacob wasn't able to understand that all his 90 years wrestling match with man and God was not a winning but a total loss.
到这时候雅各才意识到他90年来与神与人较力其实都是失败的。
His enemy was not his brother, not his father-in-law.
他的敌人不是他的长兄，也不是他的岳父。
Not anyone there coming on his way to earn God's blessing.
不是任何人在他生活的道路上来阻挠他得祝福的。
The true enemy was his own carnal flesh nature and the capability.
他自己真正的敌人是他自己自身的自我和他自身的能力。
Socket of a man's hip has a spiritual meaning in the Bible.
这个大腿窝有一个属灵的意义。
It means the man's capability or source of energy.
这个是讲到人的能力和人的能力的源泉。
And this is something that God wanted to bend Jacob over.
急着这个，神要使雅各折服。
And then to win his heart back to the covenant that God with his forefathers.
好叫能够赢得他的心，能够重新看到神与他列祖所立的约。
So in verse 25 it says that God touched on it, the socket of Jacob's hip was coming out of joint.
所以25节说就将他的大腿窝摸了一把，雅各的大腿窝正摔跤的时候就扭了。
Few weeks ago,
几个礼拜之前
my son was calling saying that his right arm gets out of joint.
我的儿子给我打电话说他的右胳膊脱臼了。
When he's helping his church's youth ministry.
当他在帮助他教会里面年轻人的事工的时候
I guess he was playing kind of like a game with the youth people.
我猜想他一定是跟年轻人在玩较劲的游戏。
He was sent to the local hospital ER on time.
他被送到当地的医院紧急。
And an emergency assistant came and got his arm popped back to the place.
这里的医生就来了，然后就把他的胳膊复位。
So I asked him.
所以我问他
What do you feel when your arm getting out of the place?
当你知道你的胳膊脱臼的时候，你是感觉怎么样？
He said it's an instant power loss.
是，他说是即时的，就没有力，就不能工作了。
Jacob got his hip out of joint.
那雅各是他的大腿脱臼。
But it would be never able to pop it back to the place.
他永远不可能再重新回到原来的地方。
All of his 90 years achievements.
他九十年里所有的成就。
Pride of selfie was gone.
他所有自我的骄傲全都没有了。
And gone forever.
永远的消尽。
So in verse 31, it says, "When the sun rose on him."
所以当三十一节讲到日头刚出来的时候
，Jacob crossed over Penuel and he limped on his hip.
雅各经过披努以勒，他的大腿就瘸了。
To the point of Ford Jabbok.
一直在这个亚波渡口。
He had endured through all of the wrestling match with man and God.
他与人与神都较力。
And he prevailed.
他胜了。
But after the point of Peniel,
但是经过披努以勒,
he would no longer be able to rely on himself but God.
他再也不能依靠自己的能力，而是依靠神。
This is the turning point of Jacob's life before God.
这就是雅各在神面前生命的转折。
So my dear brothers and sisters, where's your life now?
所以弟兄姊妹们，你的生命怎么样？
At a point of Jabbok or Penuel.
你是在亚伯渡口还是皮努以勒？
Are you longing for that turning point in your life?
你是在期盼有这样一个转折吗？
Jacob's story is no different from a lot of us in here today.
雅各生命的故事与我们每个人的经历都非常相似。
We've learned a lot about God's eternal purpose, and we desire running after it.
我们就着神永远的旨意已经有许了很多的学习，我们也非常的想要得着。
But we get used to grab anything by our own ability and keep them under our control.
但是我们已经实在习惯于按照我们自己的能力、自己的精力来得到。
We've earned our reputation, education, self-confidence in this world by our hard labors.
我们急着自己辛苦辛勤的工作来得到我们的教育和我们的工作、我们的成就。
So we wanted to implant the same path into our spiritual life following God.
因此在我们跟随神的道路上，我们想要也以一样的方式。
So when Paul wrote his first letter to the Corinthians,
所以当保罗在给哥林多写第一封书信的时候，
speaking about their spiritual condition there,
当他在讲到他们属灵的光景的时候，
he pinpointed it and said in chapter 3 verse 3,
他尖锐的在第三章和第三节里面指出，
For where there are so and so, are you not carnal?And behaving like a mere man.
你们仍是属肉体的，你们与世人的样子一样。
That's the answer that why God want to arrange the wrestling match with Jacob in Genesis 32.
所以在创世纪三十二章里面，神安排了这次与雅各的摔跤。
God loves Jacob, and He has a great plan for Jacob.
神爱雅各。他对雅各有一个伟大的计划。
God blessed him with 12 sons.
神祝福他，赐给他十二个儿子。
And these 12 sons will become the great nation.
这十二个儿子会变成十二个大族。
And he will become the real father of Israel nation.
他会成为以色列的父。
But the only problem is he just keep everything just under his control.
但是这唯一的问题就是他实在想把一切的事情掌控在自己的手中。
God wants to lead Jacob to an end of all his ability.
神要把雅各带到他能力的尽头。
All his desire.
他所有的意愿。
The ability and the desire which is rooted in man's flesh.
他的能力和他的意愿都是在人本性肉体深处。
These ability and desire, they are all efficient in everything in his earthly life.
在他生活，在他属地生活的一切当中， 他的能力和他的他的所有的需求都能够显明出来。
But no use when he was standing before God.
但是当他面见神的时候，这些都一无是处。
Our Lord Jesus claims in John 14:6.
在约翰福音第十四章，我们的主说道。
He says, "I am the way and the truth." And the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音第十四章六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
So, my dear brothers and sisters, in order to have Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果想要耶稣成为我们的道路、真理和生命，
we have to bring all we have to an end.
所以我们要把我们自己所有带到一个尽头。
Like Jacob at the ford Jabbok.
就像雅各在亚伯渡口一样。
Not until he finally recognized that old Jacob must be gone.
直到这一天，他意识到那个老的雅各必须要消退。
Be defeated, be limped.
必须要被打败，瘸。
Then a new and blessed Israel would never be able to come.
一个新的，一个蒙福的以色列才能出现。
This is Jacob's story and also our story as well in today.
这个不仅是雅各的故事，也是我们每个人今天的故事。
Let me share with you three things that we can learn from today's Bible readings.
让我来与会众一起来分享三点，我们可以从今天的圣经研读的时候讲到三点。
First, surrender is the access.
第一点，降服是一个入口。
The reason I think so many people are living hindered in their Christian walk is that we spend the time in learning, praying, and gathering, but we still hold back of our old nature.
就是在我们，我认为在我们属灵生活与神同行，我们这个基督徒与神同行的道路上，使我们不能生命增长的是因为我们还是依靠我们老我。
We hold back of our old nature, old attitude, old habit, old way of life.
我们按照我们旧我的方式来生活，我们的态度，我们的经历。
And we never want to set them aside.
我们从来不想把这些放在一边。
Like Jacob, we often fear the vulnerability. We often fear the vulnerability if we let go of our strongholds.
我们经常非常害怕，如果我们把这些放弃了，我们就没有办法前行。
So we just stuck there and cannot find a way into a spiritual growth.
所以我们就停滞不前，没有办法在我们属灵生命上有长进。
So guys, if you are not satisfied with your current spiritual condition,
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果你对你自己属灵的光景不满意的话，
and you want to make a change,
如果你想要有一个改变更新，
please take a surrender as the first step.
我请你降服，降服是第一步。
That's why Jacob was led into the wrestling match at the Peniel.
所以在皮努以勒。雅各有一个摔跤。
Second, surrender is winning but not losing.
第二点，降服是赢，不是输。
I think one of the most questionable verses in this chapter is verse 28.
我觉得在这些经节里面最有争议的是第二十八节。
Because God told Jacob.
因为神对雅各说
，Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel.
你的名不再是雅各，而是以色列。
For you have struggled with God and with man and have prevailed.
因为你与神与人较量，你都得胜。
We got to see the word prevail from two sides.
我们必须以两面的方式来对待这个词儿，得胜。
Even though Jacob had prevailed through all the battles with man,
虽然在所有与人的较力当中，雅各都胜了。
But he was really a loser.
其实他失败了。
He had lost his brother, his parents, his father-in-law, his marriage.
他在这个过程中失去了他的父亲、他的长兄、他的婚姻，还有他的岳父。
Most importantly, he had lost his spiritual quality before God.
最主要的是，他失去了他在神面前一个有质量的属灵生命。
In Matthew 16:26,
在马太福音十六章二十六节
，Jesus asked the Jews around him.
耶稣就问那些犹太人
，If you gain the whole world but forfeit your soul,
如果你赢得全世界，却丢失了你的性命
，Guys, is this a winning exchange?
这个是你赢得了吗
？But from the other side，
但从另外一方面说
，Jacob had prevailed in the battle with God at Peniel。
在皮努以勒，雅各是战胜了神。
He had won only by admitting defeat。
他战胜神唯一的途径是他承认了自己的失败。
This is the same point Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12.
这个与保罗在哥林多后书第十二章讲的是一样的。
Paul said that I'm gonna gladly boast in my weakness, distress, and difficulties.
保罗说，我要因着我的软弱、我的苦难来夸胜。
For when I am weak,Then I am strong.
因为我什么时候软弱，我就什么时候强壮。
That's how Jacob and Paul prevailed.
这个就是雅各和保罗怎样得胜的秘诀。
That's how we prevailed too.
我们也只能以这种方式得胜。
Guys, if there's anything we remember from Genesis 32,
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们要记住任何一点，从这个创世纪。三十二章里面记住任何一点
，is that we are never going to win until we choose Jesus and surrender our life to Him。
这一点就是我们必须来降服给神，并且我们只能拣选基督，并且降服于他。
Again, surrender is winning, not losing。
降服不是失败，而是得胜。
Third, surrender is that we are willing to give God full control of our life for His purpose.
这个降服是我们完全的降服在神的旨意当中。
Surrender takes place when our life comes into conflict with His purpose.
这个降服包括当我们的意愿与神的意念发生冲突的时候，不一致的时候。
That's what surrender is all about.
这时候我们就需要降服。
One of the perfect examples in the Bible is when our Lord Jesus was in the last hour of his earthly life.
在圣经当中最好的见证就是我们的耶稣，当他在上十字架前，在科西马尼园当中里祷告。
When he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he saying, "Father, if it is your will, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done."
他在科西马尼园祷告说：“主啊，如果是你的意思，就求你成就。”
You see, Jesus was dealing with the conflict between his life and God's purpose.
因为耶稣他也在针对自己的意愿和神的旨意之间的冲突而祷告。
On one hand, he knew that it is his Father's will for him to go to the cross.
一方面，他完全知道父神对他的心意是上十字架。
But on the other hand, in his full humanity.
但是另外一方面，他有全完全的人性。
He doesn't want to have the taste of the cup.
因为他实在不想来喝这个苦杯。
But our Lord Jesus chose to give up his life and surrender it into Father's purpose.
但是我们的主耶稣却完全的降服在父神的心意当中。
For most of the high schoolers,
对于绝大多数高中生
，Maybe you have your own dream for college and you work hard for it.
也许你有你自己上大学的所有的梦想，而且你非常努力的为之奋斗。
That's wonderful.
这个非常的好。
But have you ever prayed for God's plan for your future?
你有没有为你自己将来在神面前祷告？
What if his favorite place prepared for your education comes into conflict with your dream place for college?
如果他在你身上的旨意和你自己的意愿关于你上大学这一切计划有冲突？
I'm not saying that in order to be spiritual, you got to stay in Houston for your college education.
我可从来没说神的旨意是让你留在休斯顿来上大学。
But have you ever prayed on it and willing to turn yourself into His purpose?
但是你有没有在神面前寻求，并且照着他的旨意而行？
My dear young fellows, we surrender not only because He knows us much better than we to do ourselves.
弟兄姊妹们，我们为什么降服？是因为神比我们自己更知道我们。
And He has a purpose for you and me much higher and greater than we do, and He wants to win our heart, our full submission to it.
神在我们里面的旨意高过一切，他的计划高过我们的计划，他想让他的心意在我们的里面成就。
Peniel is not the end of Jacob's story, but the starting point of his lifelong learning process of spiritual quality.
皮努以勒不是一个结局，而是他新的属灵生命的开始。
For his 147 years of life,
在他147年有生之余，
Jacob has been kept in the same classroom.Of learning that spiritual quality.
雅各一直在同样一个教室里学习他属灵生命的造就。
To the point he would be able to bless his 12 sons as a great nation.
到一个点，一个地点的时候，他可以甚至来祝为他的十二个儿子祝福，祝福他们成为十二个大族。
And foretold the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ when he was telling the future of his fourth son Judah.
甚至在为他的第儿子犹大祝福的时候，预言了主耶稣基督的诞生。
My dear brothers and sisters, all this spiritual quality comes from one thing: surrender.
我的弟兄姊妹们。这一切属灵生命的造就都是源自一个，就是降服。
Surrender is the theme of Jacob's life stories as well as ours.
降服是雅各一生的主题，也是我们一生故事的主题。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we commit these words unto your hand.
主，我们把我们所说的话语仰望在你的手中。
Lord, we pray that you will breathe the breath of life into your words.
我们祈求你吹气在这些话语上。
So we may follow you by your words.
好叫我们来跟随你，藉着你的话语。
To be the bright testimony to the world.
好在这个世界上成为你明光的见证。
Lord, we commit our life unto your hand.
主，我们把我们的生命仰望在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.